They had just got rid of one outsider. It was no time to invite in another. Much safer to deal with private things privately, which meant, now that things were as they were, by himself. There was no urgency. The most recent withdrawal had been only a few weeks earlier, so they were not entirely without money. There was no need to pay for a lot of food, since there were vegetables and fruit to feed an army in the garden, and the woods were full of grouse and pheasant. And, if it came to it, then he knew someone who would have a few discreet cases of claret out of the cellar and give him a bob or two in return.
"We'll be all right for a bit,"
he told the missus over a cigarette one night in the kitchen. "Probably manage 4 months if we're careful. Don't know what we'll do then. We'll have to see." It was a self-comforting pretense at conversation. He'd given up expecting straightforward answers from the missus, but the habit of talking to her was too long in him to be given up lightly. So he continued to sit across the table in the kitchen, sharing his thoughts, his dreams, his worries with her. And when she answered random rambling drifts of words, he puzzled over her pronouncements, trying to find the connection between her answer and his question. But the labyrinth inside her head was too complex for him to navigate, and the thread that led her from one word to the next had slipped through her fingers in the darkness.